Over the weekend, Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen stumped with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at Keene State College, as well as at UNH in Durham.
Well, we're very excited to have Senator Warren here, but sorry, Elizabeth, but we're still not going to be rooting for UMass Lowell next week. We want UNH hockey to win, right?
College-age voters there have long been courted by Democrats, and for good reason. In 2012, Democrats got 62% of New Hampshire's youth vote. During midterms, only about 1 in 5 college voters usually make it to the polls. But despite those numbers, the GOP is making a concerted push for votes in places like Durham and Hanover this year. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on why Republicans are increasingly setting their sights on millennials.
New Hampshire.
It's really a great place to live, but our generation...
It's late August. GOP candidate for Congress Marilinda Garcia is standing before a sea of 20-somethings. The 31-year-old is at an event that's designed to get young people fired up about politics. She's introducing Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
How many people here have a cell phone? Anybody have a cell phone?
Rand Paul is a likely 2016 presidential candidate with a strong following among conservative young folks.
How many people think that it's none of the government's damn business what you do on your cell phone?
The next day, Paul went to UNH, where he endorsed Republican Senate candidate Scott Brown. Since then, Republicans have made tons of trips to college campuses here. Andrew Hemingway is a former Republican candidate for governor. He also ran Newt Gingrich's 2012 New Hampshire campaign. Hemingway says Republicans used to consider college students a lost cause.
I think that traditionally in midterm elections, the GOP has said, you know, we don't think that it's worth expending the resources that it's going to take to try and move these voters.
At 32, Hemingway sees this GOP outreach as essential because he says millennials are the largest generation.
There's this growing reality that if we can't reach these young voters, if we can't reach them now, are we ever going to be able to reach them?
But it's not like millennials are all diehard Democrats. 50% identify as politically independent, according to Pew. That's more than any other generation. And that independence, or at least openness, is just what candidate Scott Brown is hoping to tap into. He tailgated at UNH's homecoming. And according to UNH senior Catherine McAuliffe, Brown's also made the scene at a popular college bar called Libby's.
So I have friends who do not support that candidate, but were like, hey, how can I make this work for me? I'm going to have this candidate buy me beer.
The Brown campaign says it has never bought students beer. But UNH political scientist Dante Scala says it does make sense to reach out to college students on their own turf. While Democrats are almost guaranteed to win New Hampshire's major college towns, Durham, Hanover, and Plymouth, Scala says overall, the major races could go either way.
I'm not sure any of the winners is even going to reach 55% of the vote.
Scott Brown and Jean Shaheen's race, he says, could be decided by as little as 1%. So for Republicans, keeping those margins close is strategic. As for whether Scott Brown's forays onto the college social scene will make the difference,
we'll see.
Whatever happens Tuesday, don't be surprised to see more Republicans spending time on college campuses as we head into 2016. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.